Hello, I'm Mzansi. You're listening to Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Food for Mzansi. Officially, this is the world's best podcast for 2024, as awarded by WANEFRA, the Global Organization for the World's Press. I am your host, Patricia Tembo. Welcome to episode 460. Today, we're unpacking all things related to production planning for crop farmers. This episode is set to be informative and practical, as we welcome Ngaba Mfaka, who is a junior production manager by profession.
Welcome, Ngaba Mfaka, to Farmers Inside Track. We're very excited to have you on Food for Mzansi's podcast.
Thank you very much, Patricia, and thank you once again for having me.
I'm looking forward to this conversation. We're going to get into production planning, but before we do that, can you just give a little bit of an introduction to you? You're a junior production manager and you have a qualification in agricultural management. But more than that, you have this really strong passion for agriculture. And you know, I've been following you for a while. You have quite a huge following and influence there. And, you know, it's quite exciting then to speak to you and have you hopefully inspire farmers listening.
Yes, I'm still building my experience, of course. But yeah, I'm definitely passionate and a goal-driven hands-on farmer. So I've majored in plant production during my studies in varsities. But the journey actually began a while back from my childhood, assisting my father in vegetable cultivation. When I was young, we were actually planting some veggies, butternuts, cabbages, spinach. From planting, the irrigation, the fertilization, pest control, and everything that revolves around the production system of the vegetables. So that's where the passion actually began. When I was helping back at home in our large gardens. And then from there, I would visit my brother here in the Western Cape. He's also into farming as well. He's managing one of the ARC farms here on the Western Cape. So on my holidays in high school and in varsity as well, I would visit him on the farm, and that's where the passion actually grew. And I took the decision to further my studies in agriculture, and I did that in Nelson Mandela University, completed my diploma in agricultural management. And then I think a year back, I was doing my advanced diploma part-time, but due to the workload with the studying and trying to balance the work life as well, I stopped with the advanced diploma. And I think I will then continue maybe next year if I can see that I still do have time. But the journey is still ongoing and I'm still pushing for now.
Thank you so much, you know, for sharing. Quite inspiring. From childhood, you've been observing agriculture and the process that go into it. Why is it important to stick to a production plan while operating on?
Production plan actually guides you on how you want to operate your farm, on how to achieve your farm goals. And also it helps to guide you on your daily, weekly, monthly, seasonal farm activities that you have to do to reach your optimum production. So it helps to plan prior and then push by all means to reach your targeted goals. So the only way you could do that in a proper manner is planning prior, having a proper production plan, outline it, break it down, and then make sure that all the activities are done so that you can reach your full production.
Talking about production planning, I'm sure farmers wonder sometimes, like, where do you even start? I'd assume it's specific to the commodity or the crop that you are planting. Here's the main factors that need to be considered before compiling a production plan. Maybe with reference, if you can give an example of a certain crop that you're, you know, very familiar with.
With your production plan, it helps to, first of all, consider the weather, because at times you might sort of plan ahead, but if the weather is not on the same track as you are, or it's not the weather that you require for that type of production that you planned for, it's definitely not going to work out. So as a farmer, you have to keep track of the weather that you expect to get daily on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis. And then it also helps as well when you are a person who is more used to the kind of environment that you are farming in. So it helps you at least have a glimpse of what weather to expect at which season. And then secondly, you have to consider the resources that you have for your production planning. Let's say it's almost harvest season. You have to know maybe how many tractors do you usually need when it's just harvest season. You know that you need maybe a maximum of 5 tractors for the production to keep on going. So you make sure that you have all those 5 tractors. And usually if you take maybe seasonal employees, you make sure that you make it on time, that you employ all the seasonal employees and everything is ready, the production equipment that will be used all throughout the season. I think that's about the main factors that you could consider when planning ahead for your production.
Like to direct the conversation more toward aligning the production plan with market demand, because I understand, obviously, in order to produce, you need somewhere where that produce is going. Can you expand on that?
Market research is the first and foremost important when you are aligning your production with the market. You should do your research in terms of whatever crop. Let's say if you are going to plant cabbages, you should do your market research in terms of at what time of the year do they require the cabbage the most? How much maybe quantity in a week do they require? And then also consider your market guidelines as well, because as much as you are doing production, there are certain guidelines in the market that you shouldn't cross. Take, for instance, in the fruit production side that we do here at the farm, we also export our class one produce, which is the high quality fruit that has been picked and packaged and sorted and everything. So there are actually guidelines that we have to abide by in terms of the export market. There are certain things like the fruit fly control products that you have to use. There are certain things like the false codling moth control products that you have to use. And then you also have to provide documents that show that you did abide with these guidelines actually before exporting your produce, to show that you did abide with everything. So hence I'm saying your market research is the most important, and abiding by the guidelines that the market requires. And then I would also say make connections as much as possible, because you wouldn't be able to get a client in Spain without having to know someone who knows that client in Spain. So my lecturer used to say, even that time I was in varsity, make connections as much as you can, because we are living now in a world that is constantly changing. It helps to know someone who knows someone, and then it also makes it easier for you to access the market somehow.
And I think you're the perfect person to be speaking about, you know, making connections and, you know, growing your network. With your LinkedIn followers, for our listeners, Ngaba has quite a huge following on LinkedIn. And returning to resources, more specifically natural resources, we know that we are in a time globally where we need to use our resources, be conservative.
Yes.
So what do farmers
yes.
consider in terms of the natural resources like water when developing their production plan?
When developing the production, I think water is the first and foremost thing that you have to consider planning your production. Because I would say irrigation side of the farming is one of the most production plans that you have so that you reach optimum production. As we all know that when you are into farming, you use a lot of water. It helps to grow your produce. It helps to stimulate root growth, stems, leaves, your fruit, your vegetables. They wouldn't actually grow without having water. So water availability is one thing that you should always check upon. It's always wise to have a farm maybe near a river, or sometimes other emerging farmers, they maybe a borehole that they can use to store water and then pump water daily from that dam or from that river into the farm so that you can give your plants water on a daily basis, depending obviously on the weather that you have. And then also your soil fertility is one of the natural resources that you should actually consider. The more fertile your soil is and the more it is good for your plants, then the better the growth and the better the quality of the fruit. In farming, you're always working towards getting the best quality so that you can make a good profit, because there's a lot of expenses involved. So you try by all means to reach optimum production with the best quality produce. For me, I would say if your water availability is okay and your soil fertility, then you are mostly good to go.
That was quite helpful if one is listening. And what is the best way to now determine realistic production goals? Maybe, for example, you've evaluated your natural resources, you've done your market research, the factors you've mentioned. Now, what does realistic production goals, what do they look like?
Based on the planning that we usually do and the sections that we have on the farm that we plan for, prior planning is always the best, which is planning ahead for your production daily, weekly, monthly, seasonally. As you are hands-on with farming, you get to see and get the experience of being able to plan prior. But on our side, when we plan, we always look at the admin side, which is making sure that you keep all your records. That would be with your fertilizer records, with your sanitation records, with your harvesting records, with your scouting records, with your spraying records. But everything that deals with administration, you make sure that you keep your records. Maybe you do a daily or a weekly recording of all the admin that you have to do. And then also plan for the fertilizer and nutrient application. As we apply different fertilizers and different levels of growth of the fruit trees, of the vegetables that we produce, so also helps to plan prior with your fertigation and nutrient application. Also your irrigation, you have to have a plan of how you will irrigate your crops and when to irrigate. As I said before, the weather has a huge influence on your daily farm activities or your operations on the farm. So considering the weather as well, so you have to plan for your irrigation. For instance, we know that here or at the farm, since we're producing stone fruit, citrus and vegetables as well as blueberries, so we know that from Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, we make sure that we irrigate the stone fruit blocks, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays we irrigate the citrus blocks, and then vegetables and blueberries, they are daily irrigated. So that it takes about planning your irrigation schedule and everything, because we have to ensure timeous pruning and thinning as well. So you have to plan as well when to prune your trees and when to thin to also assist with your optimum production. And then also plan for your pest and disease control. What we usually do is to have a scout, a person who's going to go into the orchards and scout for the pests, be it a month before or 6 weeks before or 4 weeks before or a weekly basis. But we have someone who will be always in the orchard scouting for the pests. And then that's when we plan in terms of when to spray and what to spray. And then also you have to plan for your weed management, and then till you reach your harvest and quality control period. So it takes about planning prior for all of these different sections that I've mentioned that we plan our production for at the farm.
What tools or technologies do you use, or do you find to be useful for production planning?
I've seen that the recent programs that they keep on inventing from these companies, they are actually useful. Take, for instance, for our irrigation scheduling, fertigation application, we use DFM programs that DFM has compiled for their clients. It actually gives you estimation maybe of how much you have irrigated, the weather forecast you should expect. It also lets you know if maybe there's a certain block that's dry, or maybe you should give more water at a certain block or certain orchard. So it keeps you updated on the irrigation stuff. And then for our pest monitoring, there's a program called My Farm Web Capture. We use it for the scouting in the orchards and also for the pest monitoring in the stone fruit, citrus, and the blueberries. So it helps to show where you picked up pests, which maybe block has the most pests, and then from then you can decide when to spray and what to spray. And then also for our spraying records, we use MP4000. I think it is from AgriMotion. It's one of our consultants. We use that program to create our spray records, and it also gives you a brief description of the products you can use and the products you are supposed to use, and keeps you updated of the products that are required within the market. I think those are the most useful programs that we use, and they help you to have a proper production planning and always give you a heads up of the journey ahead with your farming.
You touched on pest control and weather, and these are associated with risks that a farmer can come across while farming. What risks are most concerning for production? Like, you formulate a production plan, but as you know, farming risks, and there are a lot of factors that are outside of the farmer's control. How do you mitigate them in your experience as well? Like, how have you, you know?
The first one I will mention is bad weather. As I have mentioned before, that the only way to mitigate that one is to plan prior, because at the end of the day, we all know that you can't change the weather ahead. But if you can plan ahead of it, then it's much better for you. For instance, if you, according to your plan that you have set for the week, you planned on spraying the cabbages on Thursday afternoon. So if you've checked the weather on Monday and see that on Thursday afternoon it's raining, and you can't spray, so you shift that plan of yours to make it appropriate for you so that you can spray on that Wednesday and get the work done. So the first one would be the bad weather, and then to mitigate that is prior planning. And then also I would say a pest manifestation, as I have mentioned, that it also helps to help monitor your pests, and it could be a huge risk to your market. I've said before that the goal is to produce your produce that you can make much profit as you can. Infestation. So in that way, you have to manage your scouting, monitoring, spraying, regularly checking of your orchards, beneficial pests, and everything. Only way to mitigate that is to plan prior for the monitoring and spraying as well. And then the last one would be theft. Sometimes in farming, you experience theft. So I would say the best way would be having securities, people who will guard on your produce till the end of the season, so that you could stay on your optimum production and top quality production.
How do you track and minimize environmental impact? So I'm sure also farmers, you'd want to stay out of trouble with the environmental lawyers and municipalities and all of that. So how do you track and minimize the environmental impact while sticking to the production plan that you have?
I would say the best way is to always have knowledge of the guidelines that they require within environmental issues, and keep track of the weather as well, plan prior, and sometimes improvise for late weekend work. In that way, it will help you work in hand with the environment, as well as making sure that your production plan goes well, you reach your targeted production goals.
How would you determine an efficient or a working production? What's an indicator of a farmer can use to say, you know what, this production plan is, it works?
If you are hands-on, if you are actually, farming requires you to be more hands-on experienced with the work. So I would say you outline your production plans maybe for the week. If each and every time that you have reached maybe one of your goals, you maybe have some sort of notes where you can tick that, okay, I've reached that certain goal and maybe I've reached A, I still have to do B, C, and D, you see. So in that way, you are keeping track of what you have done and what you still have to do. So that's the only way you can be able to see whether, okay, this plan that I did, it's actually working and I'm actually reaching the goals that I planned prior for the farming production.
Thank you so much to Ngaba Mfaqa, who is a junior production manager by profession. For more information on this topic, visit www.foodformzanzi.co.za. And that brings us to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. From me, Patricia Tembo, our technical producer, Megan van der Vind, and the rest of hashtag team Food Forum Zanzi. Thank you for listening.